good morning. A weak disturbance both at the surface and aloft has touched off a few scattered light snow showers across interior New York and New England during the pre-dawn hours. So some places waking up to a touch of a dust of snow on the ground, but most with little or any accumulation here this morning. However, those spots that did get a little light snow, there could be a few slick spots on the morning drive, even those treated surfaces, as temperatures are back into the teens and lower 20s on average. With this system passing by, we'll have a lot of clouds around today, very little, if any, sunshine. However, a southerly breeze will help push temperatures back through the 20s and into the 30s for afternoon highs, with many places going above freezing for the first time in several days. As we get into the afternoon hours, we'll also see some scattered rain showers passing through into the evening commute. Overnight tonight, with mostly cloudy skies and in-between disturbances, temperatures will not drop off all that much, and most everyone will have overnight lows in the lower 30s. With that higher starting point, we'll manage to get through the 30s and into the 40s during the day tomorrow. Another disturbance will approach from the west with an increasing southwest wind, gusty at times over 20. This will push in more moisture, and scattered rain showers are possible during Tuesday afternoon. Blustery and colder weather behind this system for the day on Wednesday, back into the 30s with a northwest breeze and a mix of sun and clouds. With high pressure building in, we'll have mostly sunny skies with temperatures holding in the upper 20s on Thursday. At this point, we'll have a bigger and more substantial warm-up toward the end of the week and into the upcoming weekend, with a bigger storm developing in the middle of the country and heading through the Great Lakes. Skies will be mostly cloudy on Friday, a passing rain shower possible with highs in the upper 30s to around 40, then a more decent shot of steady rain coming through on Saturday with highs even near the 50-degree mark. Somewhat cooler, but still around 40 with mostly cloudy skies on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the work week across the Pacific Northwest will start out with some general rain and mountain snow across the higher peaks of the Washington Cascades and the Northern Rockies. By tomorrow, however, a cold front moving inland will bring increased moisture to much of the Northwest, with heavy rainfall along the Washington, Oregon, and Northern California coasts, and heavy snowfall in the mountains. For much of the Cascades and Northern Rockies, upwards of a foot, maybe 2 feet of snow possible. Winter storm watches, warnings, and winter weather advisories have been issued for the Northwest. Meanwhile, moisture streaming northward from the Gulf of Mexico will keep showers and thunderstorms in the forecast across the southern plains and the Gulf Coast states the next couple of days. Heavy rainfall is expected to develop across portions of the lower Mississippi Valley and into the Tennessee Valley tomorrow, as a warm front lifts northward into the region and a low pressure center develops across Texas. The heaviest rain should focus along the boundary from the Ark-La-Tex region into the Tennessee Valley, where as much as 3 to 4 inches of rain may be possible tomorrow and into Wednesday. There's also a slight risk for flash flooding in this region as a result. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under cloudy skies, 10 above zero, with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 11, 71% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.12 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with a few rain showers, upper 40s, Boston, cloudy, a few rain or snow showers in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain showers and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low, 8. The average temperature, 18, that's 10 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 5.0 inches for the month, which is 1.6 inches below normal. And 5 inches also for the season, which is 4.7 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 20. The record high 60 set in 1921, and the record low 9 below zero in 1919. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few snow showers this morning and a few rain and snow showers later today, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Cloudy, snow showers around tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs in the middle and upper 30s. Cloudy skies tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few light snow showers, perhaps a few rain showers this afternoon, and highs in the middle and upper 30s. Cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a few snow showers today, perhaps a few rain showers, with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Cloudy, a couple of snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, milder, rain showers, mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder Wednesday, mid-30s. Mostly sunny, upper 20s on Thursday. A rain shower in the upper 30s Friday, and rain likely on Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.